Well, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. My name is Willie Lawson. This is Morning Report. The Morning Report is a production of FightBackMedia.com. 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 Wow. It's Friday. The election was Tuesday. Dang, gone it. What a week, right? What a week. What a time. What an emotional roller coaster that we have been on, that the Democrats, the left, and the media has put the country through in the past 4 days. It is unconscionable. Unconscionable that this would happen. I just wanted to, before we get started with some stories today, I really want to just bring home the fact how delicate the Republic actually always is. That we are, it is easy, I got to tell you, for this Republic to be changed, to be stolen, to be pushed, shoved, dragged into the abyss by not a lot of people. Which is why it is my thought, and the thought here of everybody here at fightbackmedia.com, is that we must participate in our republic at every level, all the time. We may never, moving forward, we may never leave it to what we think is the good intentions of our adversary. And I know that doesn't sound like rainbows and you know what, and unicorns, but there is an adversary. I mean, there isn't any other way to put it. And I just want to get the message across. There, we do have an adversary. And the adversary is hell-bent on destroying the Republic. We would be the greatest crown, or greatest jewel in the crown of the socialists and the communists. They finally, after 200 plus years, if they were able to bring down the United States, this would be the greatest crown, excuse me, the greatest jewel in the crown of the one world government's proponents. This is what would happen. And then the rest of the countries that were trying their best to be republics or run themselves in any sort of democratic way, practice capitalism in any sort of beneficial way for their people, would fall almost immediately. Almost immediately. This election is bigger than Trump. I was trying to convince a young lady I was talking to this morning that this election is bigger than Trump. What we see going on here is bigger than Trump. You may not like Trump. You may think Trump's the worst person in the world. You may think Trump is the Antichrist. You might, well, he can't because wasn't born in the right part of the world to be the Antichrist. If you would go ahead and research the Antichrist, then you will know that Trump can't be the Antichrist any more than Reagan could be the Antichrist, born in the wrong part of the world. I believe the Antichrist exists. I believe that right now the Antichrist is alive. I can't tell you how old they are, but I believe the Antichrist is alive. Okay, that being said, just taking Trump out of the equation, if you see the behavior of some of these people in places like Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, in particular, you see the behavior of the folks in Wisconsin, some of the elections officials in Wisconsin and Michigan, and Arizona, Georgia, other places around the country. There is a coordinated attempt to steal this election for the left, for the Democrat, for the generic Democrat, because people aren't voting for Joe Biden. Let's just get that out of the way. People aren't voting for Joe Biden. They're not. They're voting against Donald Trump, people who are actually voting against Donald Trump. And we're beyond the people who are voting. You know, you've heard it a lot in the past week. Stalin says, what, it's not the people who cast the ballot, it's the people who count them that matter. And this is where we are. We're going to do three election stories this morning. We didn't do a program yesterday, frankly, because I was exhausted. I'm just going to tell you, I don't think we did one Wednesday or Thursday. And frankly, because I was exhausted, absolutely exhausted. I mean, exhausted physically, mentally, spiritually, exhausted. But we're back, baby. We're back, and it's Friday, and we're going to be here for the foreseeable future, no matter what happens. I've related the story to you before that we were on Blog Talk Radio doing Heading Right Radio, and when Barack Obama won, Alan Levy, the CEO of Blog Talk Radio, basically shut down Heading Right and Heading Left because he was of the mind that we would have nothing to talk about. And Elizabeth Blackney, who was our editor-in-chief, said, he's wrong. The election of Barack Obama will give us nothing but stuff to talk about for at least the first 4 years. And it ended up being 8 years. I did more online radio in those 8 years than I've done since. it was insane. So even with even if somehow they steal the election for Biden Harris, even if that happens, we're not going away. It makes our job a lot more difficult, for sure, but we're not going away. We will not abandon our nation in its time of need. Won't happen. Will not happen. All right, we're going to get a little break. We'll be back with more of the Morning Report right after these messages. If you are a true blue conservative, small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, and that's why My Florist is not a website or phone number. My Florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop. At 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942 and at 727-232-6900. She can also be reached on the web at www.bloomingdays.com. One of the things that I get asked most is, where can I get information that is not tainted with liberal bias, especially here in the Tampa Bay area? Well, now I have the answer. dbctampa.com, a website by and for Tampa area conservatives. Tampa's leading conservative voices speak freely at tbctampa.com, and you can too. So join the fun and enjoy the freedom at tbctampa.com. All right. Thank you ever so much for spending some time with us here this morning. Now, we are not pre-recording this. Sometimes we record it, and sometimes I just do it live on the night before. You know, if people want to slip in live and make comments in the chat room, you're welcome to. Let me see if I can. Oh, there you go. I've got the chat room, so I can see it. So if you pop in, I can give you a shout out if you like. If you've seen the Facebook the Facebook post. Excuse me, I got a little clump going on here. And probably not a lot of people will see it because Facebook, well, Facebook hates us. And that would seem like for a lot of people, you know what, that's not really true. You know, people on the left just say that kind of stuff because, you know, you're just sore losers and blah, blah, blah. You know, well, no. Unfortunately, this stuff is going on. As a matter of fact, our first story is that Facebook has taken down a huge Stop the Steal group. There was a Stop the Steal Facebook group. Let's go ahead and relate this story to you. Facebook took down a massive Stop the Steal group, which boasted over 300,000 members, claiming the group was causing, quote, real-world events, end quote, and participating in what Facebook calls a delegitimization of the election process. The Facebook group highlighted alleged instances of voter fraud and election, irregularities. Yes, it's late and I can't talk. In line with the exceptional measures that we are taking during this period of a heightened tension, we have removed the group Stop the Steal, which was creating real-world events, a platform spokesman told The Hill. The group was organized around the delegitimization of the election process, and we saw worrying calls for violence from some members of the group. If there were calls for violence from some members of the group, then you go and you delete their accounts. You don't stop other people. Well, hell, Antifa has been on Facebook the whole damn time. Facebook groups like Black Lives Matter create real-world riots and violence. But big tech allows those groups to exist. Left-leaning Facebook groups have also sought to delegitimize President Trump's victory in 2016 and his presidency going forward. That's what Resist was all about. That's why the idea of don't call him President Trump was all about. Call him 45, because that delegitimizes his presidency. Facebook is full of crap. A far cry from the delegitimization of the election process to simply shine a light on voting irregularities and instances of alleged voter fraud. If anyone has delegitimized the election process and created real-world chaos surrounding this election year, it's Democrats who changed the rules ahead of Election Day. Big Tech is helping push the liberal media's false narrative that Joe Biden has already won the election and is questioning any voting irregularities and discrepancies are part of the delegitimization of the process designed to undo Biden's victory. The truth is that it remains a very close election, and it will take some time to add up the legal ballots. The American people have every right to be concerned about the integrity of this election, and free speech is more essential than ever for the health of our country. Folks, we are going to have to learn something from this process. You know, I've heard so much, well, they're not being fair, and that's terrible. They should be fair. And there have been those of us out here for friggin' years. I just want to swear sometimes. Friggin' years. Telling you that this game, especially on social media, was rigged. It's been rigged since jump. As soon as conservative voices became ascendant on online radio and on social media, as soon as conservative causes became ascendant, that scared the crap out of the left. And they have done everything in their power to crush those voices. As soon as people like Alfonso Rachel became super popular and had a bunch of subscribers and views on YouTube, YouTube said, afraid not, black boy. No. You are not pushing the correct narrative. And Facebook did the very same thing, started dialing them back. dialing them back. As a matter of fact, most of the Zolofts that were done in the past year and a half or so were taken down. Not even shadow banned, freaking taken down hours after they were put up. And if you've seen any of the Zolofts are Zoe does a lot of historical stuff about Democrats and Democrats really being the oppressors and Democrats really being racist, and just example after example and truth after truth, and they just started taking them down. They just said screw the banning or the throttling or the shadow banning. They just started deleting them because they were catching on. And it wasn't like Zoe was part of Blacks for Trump, because he was not. He was not part of Turning Point and Candace Owens because he was not. And he just was getting shadow. He's been getting shadow banned for 5 or 6 years. And his views throttled for 5 or 6 years. Posts on Facebook, YouTube, that's been going on for a while. And some of us have been trying to tell you that. Unfortunately, you see the ascendancy of people like Candace Owens. You see the ascendancy of people of groups like Blacks for Trump. And you see them everywhere. So you think, well, maybe that's not happening. And you saw a lot of posts on Facebook this election cycle of Trump rallies and boat parades and car rallies and that kind of stuff. And you thought, well, maybe people are just saying that. That isn't really happening. For y'all in the back, it's happening and it's going to get worse. I don't know how much worse it can be. It's happening and it's going to get worse. Twitter has stopped the ability to retweet tweets from the President of the United States. They are doing their best to throttle back messages from the President of the most powerful nation on the planet while allowing anything that's negative, true or untrue about the president, to flourish wildly on their platforms. Not one fact check about any post about Russia, Russia, Russia. Folks, you have to pull your head out of your ass and see what's going on here. You must pull your head out of your ass and see what's going on. Because it's happening. So when I ask for your email address so we can get these shows and get these interviews to you directly, there's a reason. I'm not going to sell the list. I'm not going to spam you. But if we don't go underground, we won't be able to do anything. If we don't go underground, we won't be able to do anything. Now, I know a lot of you say, well, there's Parler, and then I have a Parler. Anybody have a Parler? Anybody been able to get anybody but the largest voices? Have you been able to get any traction on Parler? No. Absolutely not. Not that I won't keep trying. But wouldn't it make more sense just to be able to talk to you directly? To let you know that you have an email notification, that I sent you an email and you knew that we were on, that you knew that you could call in, that you knew that it would be person to person, it would be P2P. Wouldn't be through Facebook. It wouldn't be through Twitter or Periscope or Twitch. It'd be me and you. Wouldn't that be better? Well, I'm telling you, it's going to be it's our only choice. It's our only option. I'm going to take a little break. We'll be back with more of the program right after these messages. One of the things that I get asked most is, where can I get information that is not tainted with liberal bias, especially here in the Tampa Bay area? Well, now I have the answer. DBCTampa.com, a website by and for Tampa area conservatives. Tampa's leading conservative voices speak freely at TBCTampa.com. And you can too. So join the fun and enjoy the freedom at TBCTampa.com. If you are a true blue conservative, small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, and that's why my florist is not a website or phone number. My florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop. At 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942 and at 727-232-6900. She can also be reached on the web at www.bloomingdays.com. All right. Again, thank you ever so much for spending some time with us today. And for those of you who are choosing to get the sneak peek on Thursday night, again, if you are listening on Spreaker, there is a chat room there that you can access. That will be, you know what, pop in there. I'll give you a shout out. Ask a question. If I can answer it, I'll do just that. But it's a marvelous way to interact. So if you would do that, that'll be fine. I am looking at the chat room now, and if you pop in here again, I'll know it. All right, let's talk about another thing about irregularities. The Nevada Republican Party has sent a criminal complaint to Attorney General William Barr, alleging more than 3,000. Instances of widespread voter fraud in the state. 3,000. President Trump has been trailing Joe Biden in the Silver State by just a few thousand votes. On Thursday, the Nevada Republican Party shared an emotional video of a woman recalling the dismaying moment when she learned that her dead grandmother's identity was used to cast a vote in the 2020 election. "This morning, I watched a press conference that took place in Las Vegas over ballot fraud," the woman began. "And I thought, my grandmother passed away in September. I wonder if I should look her up to see if she shows up." The woman says she was inspired by the press conference to look up her grandmother's vote status on ballot tracks. Then she described the disheartening moment when she found that someone had allegedly used her dead grandmother's identity to vote. "It shows up that she voted in the general elections and thanks her for her vote," the woman says. According to the woman in the video, her grandmother passed away in early September. "My family is still going through the grieving process," the woman said. "You just don't expect this. You don't expect this." A grieving family now has to deal with voter fraud. Tamara speaks emotionally about someone using her deceased grandmother's identity. The Trump campaign announced in a press conference on Thursday that they are filing a federal lawsuit in Nevada over alleged voter fraud in the state. Here's an aside. And it's one of the things that's made me smile in the past couple of days. of all the shenanigans and bullcrap that's been going on, there's been one word that has not been mentioned. Florida. Where I live. No Florida. No Florida. Now, there's a couple of reasons. Process and people. Here's the process. The process was that that absentee and early voting ballots were counted all along as the process was continuing. As they were coming in, they were being counted. So when the polls closed at 7 o'clock, the results that you saw from Florida right away were all the absentee and early voting, boom, right there, done. Already counted. All that was left to count were ballots that showed up, absentee ballots or mail-in ballots that showed up in the supervisor of elections office by 7 o'clock, and people who voted in person. So in an hour and a half, because we're not using an abacus, you know, to count votes, guess what? Florida was done. Florida will be certified on time and was able to do the process. 11 million votes. Way more votes than places like Wisconsin or Michigan or Nevada. Or Nevada. Who gives a crap? So it can be done. So when someone tells me that some of these major cities have trouble doing this, that's bullshit. It's just bullshit. The fact of the matter is, what's happening is these folks, and my wife said it best. So why aren't they doing that? Because they needed to find it. Why didn't they call some of these places? Because they needed to find out how many votes they needed. We wouldn't be saying this if we hadn't been saying this for months. And I'm gonna hop back on this again. I'm gonna ride this horse until it dies underneath me. I'm gonna keep whipping it, and until the ants eat every bit of its flesh and hair. The only way to combat what we're going through right now is that if people would have voted in person, there would have been fewer votes out there to manipulate. And when I hear Republicans go, "No, I've always absentee vote. That's all I always do. I always get my ballot and blah 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 blah. And I've never had any problems." But this time was going to be different, and we knew it was going to be different. You have went ahead and contributed to the problem. Because of your convenience. You didn't want to be inconvenienced. And you bought the line. You bought the line that somehow this process was going to be open and fair. Are you kidding me? The process is fine, but the people suck. We warned you. We have been warning you the whole time. I think that's what I'm most frustrated by, you know? I'm most frustrated by it wasn't like you didn't, it's like people didn't know. You can't say you didn't know. I don't know who you could have been listening to, who you could have been watching, that said, "Yeah, mail them in. It's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. Just, you know what? Don't go because I don't want you to get the Rona." The Rona. Why do you think the Rona got ramped up 2 weeks around election time? Why do you think reports of cases got ramped up? Why? If you do not think this is a coordinated effort to steal the Republic, if you think what we're just saying is is partisan hyperbole, you're going to find out that you were wrong, and a lot of us out here were right. And then you're going to show up and go, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And I'm going to say, put a bullet in your freaking head because you're too stupid to live anyway. No, I'm not. But I'm frustrated at you. I'm every bit as frustrated with, you know, with Republicans and so-called conservatives as I am with the left. And I think a couple nights ago, I said this, and I'm going to say it again. I'm frustrated with the guy who steals a car. I'm pissed at the idiot who leaves the keys in his car and the door open after being told there's a car thief in the neighborhood. And then you get your car stolen, and then you want to jump up and down and change all the rules and is breathless. That's breathless. Oh my God! Oh, shut up! Sit down some damn where. You're an idiot. So I'm frustrated with the left. I'm angry with Republicans. I am angry because you knew. And Republican parties around the country, in Wisconsin, you suck. Michigan, you suck. Pennsylvania, you suck. Nevada, you suck. Georgia, sorry to say, y'all suck too. The difference in Florida was process and people. And people in I don't even believe I'm freaking saying this, in RPOF, Republican Party of Florida, they had their act together. They made sure beforehand that they would be allowed to view these processes, even in important areas like Hillsborough County that Biden won, by the way, that they were at the ready if any monkey business went down. Well, apparently you weren't in Pennsylvania. Apparently you weren't in Michigan. Apparently you weren't in Wisconsin. Apparently you weren't in Nevada or even Georgia. So a lot of this responsibility falls on state level Republican parties. Even if your state was run by a Republican or run by a Democrat, you still suck. You still blew it. You fail the republic. It's bigger than an election. You failed the republic. Shame on you. You should all resign. Everybody in the Michigan Republican Party leadership, you should resign. You should just turn in your... On Monday morning, turn in your letters of resignation. Just resign. Just quit. You're useless. Same thing in Wisconsin. Same thing in Pennsylvania. Same thing in Nevada. Same thing in Georgia. You should just quit. All right, one more story, and we'll call it a day. So we'll be back right after these messages. Thank you ever so much. My name is Willie Lawson. This is the Morning Report on fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com. If you are a true blue conservative, small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, and that's why my florist is not a website or phone number. My florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop. At 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942 and at 727-232-6900. She can also be reached on the web at www.bloomingdays.com. One of the things that I get asked most is where can I get information that is not tainted with liberal bias, especially here in the Tampa Bay area? Well, now I have the answer. DBCTampa.com, a website by and for Tampa area conservatives. Tampa's leading conservative voices speak freely at TBCTampa.com. And you can too. So join the fun and enjoy the freedom at TBCTampa.com. Thank you ever so much for spending some time with us today. We really appreciate it, and we appreciate you. All right, one more story, and we'll call it a night. We'll call it a morning. We'll call it something other. And before we do that, I found out some information that I thought was that actually warmed the cockles of my cold little heart. The other day, I found out that there were some people who listened to this broadcast, that I didn't know listened to this broadcast. I don't know how they found it. I'm not sure, but, I want to thank them. I'm not going to mention their name, but I really do want to thank them for listening. And even if the only thing that they can comment on that was positive was my melodious voice, I just want to say I do appreciate it. Thank you ever so much. And apparently they listen more than once. So anytime I can get y'all to listen more than one time, like woohoo, bonus points, baby, double prizes. I just think that's such a good thing. Again, I appreciate it. I just want to say here publicly, again, I won't announce them who they are. Obviously, I won't do that. But I will, if they listen, if you're listening, thank you ever so much. I appreciate you greatly. And I appreciate you, you know what, willing to listen to the other side, you know. I appreciate that. I more than you know. And before we do the last story, I'm going to go to the AP, there you go, updated the AP election map. Updated a minute ago, and I'm using this one because we used this one before on the Fight Back 2020 program election coverage that we did with our friend Paul Swanson up in the ass end of Canada, up in northern Wisconsin. And it's interesting, that was Tuesday night. States not called still are Nevada, with apparently it says 76.72 of their precincts reporting. How is that possible? When we have satellites in outer space that can see a tattoo on the back of your head, but in Nevada we can't get all the votes counted in 4 days. Interesting. We have Pennsylvania not called with 93.11% reporting, and we know that the holdup is Philadelphia. If you look at the map, there are literally, let's see, counties either called for or where Biden is leading, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All the other counties are bright red. Trump has won in those counties by huge margins. Huge margins. Crawford County, 71%. I'm just going to scroll across. Warren County, 68%. McKean County, 72%. Potter County, 79%. Tioga And if you're from this area, you probably know these places. Tioga, 74%. Let's move a little south. Lycoming County, 69%. Union County, 61%. Northumberland County, 68%. We're moving closer and closer to the Philadelphia area. Let's see here. Schuylkill County, 69%. Berks County, 53%. Lancaster County, 57%. And even in Bucks County, 47% in Bucks County. But anyway, right now, let's go back to the national map, please. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate your help. With four states not called, and those are Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, and Nevada. Oh, and Alaska is not called for some reason. Why is Alaska not called? And why only 58.37% of their precincts reporting? I know it's Alaska, but what the hell? Trump leaves Alaska 62 to 33. Joe Jorgensen made a big push there with damn near 3% of the vote. Wow. It's Alaska. What do you want? That's an independent cuss. Don't leave me alone sort of spirit going on up in Alaska, and that's cool. All right. The electoral votes are right now Vice President Biden 264 with six remaining in the places that he's leading, and I believe that is Nevada. President Trump with 214 with 54 remaining in the three states that are leading Trump right now, and that's Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia. Okay, I thought I saw something, but I didn't. All right, which would give him 268. It would be 270 to 268. 270, you win, period. None of these remaining states are states that divide up their delegates. Now, listen to me carefully. I don't know if this is going to happen. My guess is that it won't happen. After the electors are chosen, in some states, the electors do not. Listen to me carefully, because I don't believe it's going to happen. I'm going to mention this, but I don't personally believe it's going to happen. I don't think anybody here at fightbackmedia.com believes it's going to happen, but it is a possibility. Distant possibility that some of the electors can go off script and vote for whomever they wish. All hell will break loose, even more so than has already happened. And that could give the win to President Trump. If enough, it wouldn't take many now. It would take four or five, possibly, of the electors in some of the contested states, like Nevada, to go off script and cast their ballot for Donald Trump, and it won't matter a tinker's damn what the New York Times says or the Washington Post or Twitter or Facebook or fightbackmedia.com for that matter on calling the states for whatever. It doesn't really matter. It is who the electors choose. Now, of course, that will be held up in court battles for whatever. It'll be ugly and nasty and terrible. And if that happens, there will be rioting, because that's what they're planning on doing. The only reason we haven't seen writing yet is because it hasn't been called, and there's a possibility that Biden might win. That's why we haven't seen writing yet. By the way, if you're wondering, where's writing? I thought there'd be writing. Somebody said there's going to be rioting and looting and debauchery and bacchanalia. I want a chicken suit just for it. Anyway, in Maricopa County, speaking of Arizona, they released a new batch of votes Thursday evening that favored President Trump. Of the 75,314 votes in this drop, 57.13 went to President Trump, while 42.09 went to Joe Biden. Now, yes, they have called, supposedly, Arizona. But as this mess goes on, and it is, I mean, and there ain't no other way. I mean, just there's no other way to talk about it other than it's a friggin' mess. Almost cussed again. That if Arizona flips, and it might, I don't know. I don't think it will. I'm just sort of putting this possibility out there for you. If it flips and the president gets Nevada and the rest of the states, the president wins the election. But there's still the chance that the electors will disconnect from their states, popular elections, if it's allowed in their state, and vote their conscience. So, thank you, George DiMaggio. It ain't over till it's over. I don't know who said that, but it is no words were ever truer. The overall margin for Biden now is 46,257, and there are approximately 316,000 ballots left to count in the state. So that lead for Biden is narrowing and narrowing. This could be a situation where Arizona comes back into play. What a mess that would be. What a hot mess that would be. Huge news in Arizona as President Trump slashes Biden's lead here by over 10,000 votes and cutting it over a 22,000 for the day. Trump campaign senior advisor Jason Miller said on Twitter, as we've said, we needed to continue getting from 57% from outstanding Maricopa balance. We will do even better in other counties, so we're on track for a win. I think the process is okay. I think the people are not. Win or lose, I think that it is time to look at how we do this and change it up drastically. Drastically. I know that in Florida, that early voting was not a problem. But if you early vote, municipalities need to be able to count those votes as they happen. Early voting and mail-in ballots should be counted on an ongoing, continuous basis. Now, they'll scream and bitch about that because they'll have to change what they do. But it's the only way that you can cut down the amount of manipulation. They have to be counted all along. I think that in every single district in the country, there needs to be Republicans, conservatives, more importantly, on canvassing boards. I'm going to tell you, I'll make you a promise that in 2024, who's ever running, I personally will be on a canvassing board in my county. I don't know. I tell you what, I don't even know how to get there. I don't even know the path by which to be on the canvassing board. I promise you that that today, on November 6th, 2020, that in 4 years, I will be on my local canvassing board. And as I learn the process, I will share it with you. Now, I want you to be able to make the same promise to me and yourself. Again, I think the process is fine. It's the people you can't trust. So we have to change out the people. So let's be the people that let's be the people, you and I, that we have been waiting for. All right, we got to get out of here maybe before somebody else. So again, thank you ever so much for spending some time with me. Hey, Cece, thanks for sharing the link. Appreciate it. Thanks for people who listened in. Thanks for people folks that came and went in the chat. I didn't see you long enough to get a shout out. Thank you for those of you who are listening on Friday morning. We appreciate it. We'll be back Monday with more morning reports. We'll be back on this weekend with Weekend Wrap. We may have a president by then. My gut is probably not. But anyway, we'll be back for Weekend Wrap. And Weekend Wrap will probably air Saturday night late. In any case, thank you again. If you haven't been to the website yet, shame on you. Go to the website, fightbackmedia.com. 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 So, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself and each other. We'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye now.